You are listening to the Eternity Church Podcast. For location and service times, please visit us online at myeternitydm.com.
I hope you're ready for an amazing sermon series. Get angry. I've had a lot of questions about this one. I have had more questions about this sermon series than when we did the Unbiblical Family sermon series. I didn't think I could top that. Like, we start telling people, you need to have an unbiblical family. Everyone better email in, and they did, you know, like, y'all are going to hell. What's wrong with yous? And, but seriously, like, think about the families in the Bible. Not many of those you want to be like, right? Am I right? Come on now. I don't want to be like many of those families. Ain't no way, ain't no how, amen? But I have had a lot of questions about this one too. Get angry. I've had some Facebook things, some Instagram things. I've had some personal messages. You really think we should have angry Christians? I just want to write back, heck yeah, we should. Yeah, we need some angry people, amen? Come on, some people, you still don't know how to take this, I know. You're like, I don't know if I can laugh yet, right? I'm not even sure if this is okay. I just feel uncomfortable. I know, that's how so many of you have been feeling. But I do want you to know that even if you get a little bit angry, right, that you're not defective. I want everyone in here to know you're not defective. You're not a mistake. You were created by a loving God on purpose, with purpose, for a great purpose. Amen. Today, I want you to prepare your heart to hear from that loving God. I believe that, in fact, I know that that He wants to encourage you and speak to you today. He wants to inspire you and help you grow closer to Him and closer to one another. Amen? And I know this because I've been praying for you. I've been reading the Word. I've been studying the Word. I've been praying about this sermon series. And I know that what He's placed on my heart is for you. And to help you remove any obstacles from your life that may have been a hindrance to your life or even your friendship with God. Maybe you've had an anger problem, and maybe you've been managed by your anger rather than managing it. Or maybe you've been so convinced that any form of anger is sin or unacceptable in a civilized world that you've lost all passion. Then this sermon series is also for you. Come on now. Either way, this whole series is going to bring you freedom. Amen? And I believe it. I know it. I'm excited about it. I know a lot of people have been like, what on earth is that church doing now? I met another pastor yesterday, and I was at a place that shall remain nameless, meeting a man who shall remain a nobody to you, because I don't want to be offensive to anybody on purpose. But it was interesting. He was a pastor, and I'm like, oh, cool. Hey, I actually pastor Eternity Church, and that man, that shot him down like he'd heard about me before. All of a sudden, he'd not want to be my friend. And so I'm like, good choice, mate. Good choice. My wife's married to me, and someday she don't want to be my friend. And so I understand how he was feeling. But I wonder if he'd like seen the Facebook ad and he's like, better stay away from that bloke, right? But don't stress. We don't want people to be mean, do we? Come on, mean people make me angry, right? Come on now. I'm not saying be mean, all right? That's not what we're saying up in here. I don't want you to be mean. But hey, I want you to live a life with enough passion that maybe you get angry about something. I want you to live a life that cares about something enough that it could make you angry when it goes bad, all right? I think that's all right. Is that a good idea? Then let's pray. Heavenly Father, you know what? Just close your eyes, lift your hands, and pray if you want to receive from God today. Heavenly Father, you made me. You made all my friends in here, and you made us. You're a loving father, not a tyrant. You're a provider, not neglectful. You're a teacher, not an absent father. We come here today asking you to help us to understand anger. Why did you, a good God, give us anger and all these other emotions? God, help us to understand that. We love you, and we commit this time to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Have you ever been told to calm down? Yeah, you have, haven't you? Have I told you to calm down? Probably. I apologize. Hands up if you've been told to calm down. Leave your hand up if that ticked you off. Yeah. It's like poking the bear, man. Someone is so mad right now, they're about to cut someone and you're like, calm down. Now they're going to cut you. All you did, you didn't make them calm down. You just redirected their anger from somebody else to you. You are now the object of their frustration, the object of their pain. You are the object of every bad thing that's ever happened on this planet. Don't tell someone to calm down. You're about to get hurt. Come on now. I don't like being told to calm down. You can tell, can't you? You don't either. You left your hand up because that made you angry, right? Come on now. There's something about being told to calm down that makes you more angry. What about this? It's not a big deal. Clearly it is. If it wasn't a big deal, I wouldn't be so ticked off right now. If it wasn't a big deal, I wouldn't be holding a knife right now, right? Come on now. It's a big deal. It's not a big deal. Come on, does that tick anyone off in here? It's not a big deal. Or this one. Now, this is my favorite annoying one. It doesn't really matter. You kidding me? It matters. That's why I'm mad. It matters, right? Doesn't matter. Come on. A world with no anger, a world with no happiness, a world with no jealousy, a world with no sadness, a world with no emotions is a world where no one cares about anything and nothing matters anymore. You know that? I don't want to live there. I don't want to live there. Does anyone here get angry about stupid things? I put a Facebook post up this week. I didn't delete it because anyone wrote anything bad. I deleted it before someone wrote anything bad. I wrote in honor of our sermon series, What Makes You Angry? And a lot of great things on there. It was really fun to watch. And I always knew I was going to have to delete it at some point. And I let that point get close and then I deleted it just to make sure. Like, I don't want people to have a war and vomit all over my Facebook page, right? Come on now. I'm not that guy. I'm just not totally into it. I nearly deleted it when someone said Australians. I'm like, I'm gonna hurt you. But people were talking about things like shopping trolleys left in the middle of the parking lot. Like, seriously? God gave you legs. They're on the bottom of your body. They're attached at your hips. Freaking use them. And like, oh, but I've got four kids. They're not gonna get kidnapped between putting them in the car and putting the stinking trolley 8 feet away. Anyway. It annoys me too. Anyone like when you see someone leave their trolley, you grab your trolley and you hurry up so that you can walk past them with your trolley, right? With your and it's like you've got a sign on it saying, watch me put my trolley away, you idiot, right? Anyone else do that? Like, come on, hands up if you do that. Like, you hurry up so you can walk past them with your trolley, right? Like, sometimes we get angry about dumb things, right? Like, but it matters, right? It matters that they didn't put their trolley away. And it matters that they're being dumb and lazy, right? But it really didn't change my life enough to, like, control me for the next half an hour, does it, right? But we get angry about some silly things. And slow drivers in the left lane. Someone wrote fast drivers. I was like, shut up. Buy a Prius. The right lane is for slow drivers. The middle lane is for people doing the speed limit. And the left lane is for people breaking the law. If you're not breaking the law, get out of my lane. Right? Come on, someone put your hand up and say, yeah, preach. If you don't want to live life on the edge and break the law a little bit, then get out of our lane and go live on the right lane, all right? In the middle, that's for people who are all right a little bit. On the left, that's for people who live an exciting life. Just break the law a little bit. Come on now. Can I get a police officer in here to say amen? There we go. It's my lane. What about telemarketers? You just wish you were with them, don't you? Someone once told me about how they hated telemarketer phone calls. I add phone calls on the end. I think they just said telemarketer. But anyway, they hate telemarketer phone calls. And so one day they had this guy ring. He was at work and he just strung him along for about 20 minutes. All right. So this phone call happens finally at this one time where this businessman was like, man, I actually have time for this. Wow. So he takes the call. He spends 20 minutes on the phone with the guy. He gets towards the sign the dotted line bit. And he says, you know what? I'm just kidding. I don't want any of this crap. The guy's like, then why have we been talking for 20 minutes? He says, I just wanted you to know what it feels like every time you call me. Anger sometimes makes us do dumb things, doesn't it? Sometimes it makes us do good things, doesn't it? That's up to you which one it is, right? But serious things too, like, you know, take one of my kids, I'm going to go Liam Neeson on your face. Right? You take one of my kids, I'm probably going to make a phone call that sounds like this. I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want. If you're looking for a ransom, I can tell you I don't have money. But what I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I have acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you. If you let my daughter go now, that'll be the end of it. I will not look for you. I will not pursue you. But if you don't, I will look for you. I will find you, and I will kill you. Thank you. Sometimes anger's good, right? If you're that guy, that's the right response, right? The police officer again is like, we got to filter this guy's messages. Because if I deal with a kidnapping from that church, we better get that guy fast. But really, things make us mad, don't they? Have you ever wondered why? Like, seriously, God made you, right? God made you. So why? Right, we know the answer to the dumb things. We do dumb things because we have free will, right? Because God didn't want robots worshiping him because there's no joy in that, right? If my wife or my kids are robots and they have to love me or I'm going to end them or I wouldn't even create them, well, then there's no joy in that, is there? That's robotic, fake, false love. It's not love. It's obedience to a command and nothing else, right? And so we know why we do dumb things, say dumb things, and sometimes sin and different things, and it's because we've got free will. But why do you also give us emotions like anger? Have you ever wondered why a good God would give us emotions like anger? You know, he made us in his image, right? We spent last week talking about that. Genesis 1, 26, 27. Then God said, let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the sky and over the livestock and all the wild animals and over all the creatures that move along the ground. So God created mankind in his image. And then it goes on again to say, in the image of God, he created them, male and female, he created them. So God created mankind in his image. 27 again. So God created mankind in his image. In his image, he created them, male and female, he created them. It emphasizes this. It says it three times in two verses. God made us, God made you and me and your neighbors in his image, in his likeness. The word means likeness. We're like God. It's not so much talking about our physical body, but our attributes, how we think, what we do, emotions. God has emotions. All the emotions that you have, God has emotions. You're not defective for having emotions. You're not a screw up for having emotions. You're not a mistake. You're not a moron. You're not an idiot. You're made in the image of God, in the likeness of. In other words, he made you like him. So why do you have anger? Well, because God made you like him. Why do you all have anger? Well, God made you like him. Why do you all have anger? Because God made you like him, and he has anger. All the emotions that you feel, he feels. Jealousy. He's jealous for us, Scripture tells us. What? Scripture says he's jealous for us. There's a song. He's a jealous lover, and he won't back down. He loves you. He's jealous for you. He's jealous for you. When the devil courts us with sin, tries to lead us away, God gets jealous like a wife should get jealous if another woman tries to lead her man away. God gets jealous when the devil tries to take you away, like a man should get jealous when another man tries to lead his woman away. Come on now, that's the type of jealousy that God has. It's not a jealousy that causes us to do dumb things or him to do dumb things, but to make a plan to love you, to make a plan to woo you back to him. Come on now, God has jealousy. It's not a jealousy that goes, well, I'm going to go on a murdering rampage. It's a jealousy that says, well, you know what? Someone's after my wife, so I'm going to go and woo her back to me. Amen. Come on now, God is jealous. That's why you feel jealousy. Sad, happy, yes, anger. You know God gets angry, right? You know that, right? Mm-hmm. You know the story in Mark 11, don't you? You know that story? You know the story in Mark 11? Yeah, over there too. People have turned the house of God into a marketplace. Don't do that. Now, it wasn't a fundraiser for a missions trip. That's not what they did in there. It wasn't a building campaign. That's not what they were doing in there. Come on now. That's not what they were doing in there. It wasn't selling Christian resources to encourage and strengthen each other's faith. That's not what was going in there, all right? It was straight up marketplace where animals were even sold in the house of God. Poop everywhere. Poop everywhere. Have you ever been on a missions trip to India? And you're walking down some of those crowded streets and the whole street is a marketplace, right? The whole place. That's a good place for a marketplace. You get some wicked deals walking down those streets. It's fantastic, right? Everywhere you go, someone's trying to sell you this, trying to sell you that, trying to sell you this. They're trying to make some money for themselves, right? Imagine that in church. That's what people were doing in church. Jesus is just sitting down. He's getting angry. Blood's boiling. He's ticked off. Come on, touch your neighbor. Say, Jesus is angry right now. Say, is he making a whip? Come on, touch your other neighbor. Say, is he making a whip? The disciples are like, yo, Jesus, what you doing, man? He's like, oh, you about to see what I'm doing. Like, you making a whip? You about to find out. Jesus in there making a whip. Tell me I can't get angry when Jesus is making a whip to run them all out of the temple. Get those animals out of here. Come on now. Get all that crap out of here. Come on now. He's turning tables upside down in that marketplace. Come on now. You watch a movie, you'd know this guy's angry right now. It's making Jesus mad right now. God has emotions. God has emotions. He has anger. The anger of God, praise the Lord, is why we have salvation. He got angry about something he cared about and he did something about it and we get saved. Got angry about what the devil was doing down here. He got angry that sin was separating us from God and he made a way so Jesus Christ comes to the cross, dies on the cross as a punishment for our sin. Scripture says the anger of God, the wrath of God was poured out on Jesus Christ on that cross. Because of that moment, because God got so angry about something, we got saved. Someone say amen. That's good news. Is that good news? Good. It was way better than the amen I got. Make me angry. Angry enough to act on it, huh? Good to see. Aren't you glad that God got angry enough to act on that? Amen. Sometimes we let our emotions manage us, don't we? Yeah. Rather than let our emotions be managed by a heart after God. And we make mistakes, don't we? Have you ever felt like this guy up here in this video?
Here's a little news flash. It's not funny. In fact, it's pretty freaking unfunny.
That was an overreaction.
Gonna hit the break room. Does anybody want anything?
Sometimes we lose control. Yeah. I heard this week about a friend of mine who punched a hole in a wall just like this bloke. Sometimes we lose control a little bit, don't we, right? Sometimes we let our emotions manage us instead of managing them, don't we? Sometimes we can overreact and sometimes we say some things we really shouldn't have said, whether we meant it or not, right? Always find it funny. People say when you're angry, you say things you don't mean. I'm like, oh, you say things you really do mean. You just didn't mean to say them. Is that right? Mm-hmm. Just because something's true doesn't mean it needs to be shared. Right? Come on now. I will, and I am, and I'm going to keep doing it. I want to tell you, when I tell you that I believe that God wants us to get angry, I want you to know there's a difference between anger and sin. Yeah? There's a difference between being angry and sinning. There's a difference between anger and abuse. Right? So I'm not telling any husbands or any wives that they can abuse their family by yelling and screaming at them all the time. That's not what we're talking about here. It's okay to be angry. It's not okay to abuse people you love or people you don't love, for that matter. Amen? There's a difference between being angry and being mean. Right? Sometimes when I'm angry, I get mean. But it's not usually because I'm mean I got angry. There's a difference between the two. There's a difference between being a Christian who gets angry and being a mean-spirited person, right? You've heard of Westboro? Yeah? Yeah. Any of you heard of Westboro? Yes. That is mean-spirited, and that is sin, right? You catching what I'm throwing? That is being a mean-spirited person. That is not being godly in any way, shape, or form. There is absolute truth that we got to get angry about things that make God angry, all right? Things we're passionate about, but that is called being a mean-spirited person. That is not godly. That is not displaying anything that God would do, amen? The problem is we've confused, though, because of groups like them. And there's not many of them, but because of them, people have confused their mean spirit with just plain old anger. Anger's all right. And they've said things like, we don't want any angry Christians. We got enough of those. Garbage. We can have angry Christians. Amen? Come on, someone say, I'm an angry Christian. You're going to tweet that you said that. I'm just kidding. It's okay to be so passionate about something that you get a bit angry when it gets messed up, right? It's okay to be so passionate about your kids that when some other kid punches them in the jaw, you get a little bit angry, amen? It's okay to be so passionate about people being homeless that you get a bit angry when we can't find a home for someone, amen? It's okay to be so passionate about somebody that you get angry. It's okay to love someone enough that when someone says horrible things about them that you get angry enough to stand up and say, shut your mouth, amen? That's okay. Come on, someone say amen if this is all right. Good. Don't fall for the lie that you can't ever be angry. Abortion makes you angry? Great. Makes me angry too. That's fine. Pray for people. Do something that creates opportunities for people who feel so stuck, so hopeless, so trapped that that's where they land. There's a difference between being a mean-spirited person and holding up signs calling broken and hurting women murderers and throwing things at people as they walk by than helping someone. If you got angry about it, then love on somebody. If you got angry about it, then pray for somebody, amen. If you got angry about it, then invite that person into your home. Come on now. If you're angry about it, do something constructive about it. Don't be mean-spirited, because that ain't helping anybody and it absolutely isn't representing God the Father, amen. When I was a youth pastor, we had a gal, she wanted an abortion. The youth leader come to me and asks, I don't know what to do. What do I say to her? What do I do with her? I don't know what to do. And I told her that you need to go with her. You need to hold her hand so that she knows that no matter what you believe or think about the situation, that she is dearly loved. Don't let your anger make you mean. Don't let it make you mean. Manage that thing to do something great for the kingdom. Amen. Don't let it make you mean. Let it drive you to the Lord in prayer and purpose. Let it drive you to acts of righteousness and loving kindness. Maybe you've made the mistake of getting angry and losing control of yourself, like the bloke in the video. Can we be honest? I've lost control of myself before. I've told you some pretty dumb stories, haven't I? Just listen to the last couple of years' worth of podcasts. You'll get the picture. But anyone else done things like really? Have you ever been angry and maybe gone too far, done something dumb? Yeah? Yeah. And then maybe you felt bad about being angry when that wasn't what you needed to feel bad about at all. You just needed to feel bad about being dumb. Right? And it has a way of making us feel like we don't ever get to be angry about anything, right? I tell you what, when I get angry and then I do dumb things, I feel bad about being angry. I should feel bad about punching a hole in the wall, but not about caring about the fact that, you know, someone threw my kid through a window or whatever it was. That's never happened, by the way. I will find you if you do. But seriously, maybe you've made the mistake of getting angry and losing control. Maybe you've said some horrible things. Maybe you've done some mean-spirited things. Maybe you used to hold up signs, just abusing hurt people instead of helping them find hope in Christ. Hey, maybe you've done those things. Maybe you've hurt people in your family, in your life. Maybe you've hurt your husband, hurt your wife. Well, I want you to know that even still, His grace is sufficient for you. His grace is sufficient for you. The price has been paid. He has forgiven you. I'm not condoning violence. I'm not condoning nastiness. I'm not saying it's okay to be mean, but even then, mistakes were made, things were done, words were said, God's grace abounds. Am I right? Come on, mistakes are made, things are said, things are done, God's grace abounds. Where sin abounds much, God's grace abounds all the more. That's what the Word of God says. Where there is much sin, there is much more grace. It's okay. Well, it's not okay to do these things. It's okay to admit that we've made mistakes. Can I have the band come back up here? Even when you make mistakes, even when you've done things, said things, punched holes in office walls on your way to the break room, when you've done dumb things, right? When we've done this stuff, when we've lost control and our anger has begun to manage our lives instead of us managing it to drive us to do good things, when we've made mistakes, He still thinks about you. God still loves you. He loves you so much, even in the midst of it. Sometimes I think God's been up there looking at me and just laughing. Just like, dude, why'd you do that? Like, it's dumb. It's funny, but it's dumb, right? Because God has laughter too, right? Yeah. Doesn't He? Doesn't God? Scripture tells us He does, right? And I feel like God just like sometimes when Charlie's just going bat crap crazy, Lauren and I'll just be like, this is bad, but this is hilarious. Like, who made that kid? Man, God still loves you in the middle of your sin. If He had a wallet, your picture would be in it. He made you like him. It's okay to be angry about some things. Just remember the word of God. Scripture says in these exact words, be angry, but do not sin. Be angry, but do not sin. If your kids are disobedient and makes you angry, that's all right. Makes me angry too. You're angry because you care about things. Brian Houston once said, if nothing in the world makes you angry, you probably don't care about anything in the world. Have some passion. Bring some passion into your life. It's okay to be angry. Let your anger drive you away from sin toward God. If something fills your heart with anger, rather than letting the anger turn to rage, let that anger push you towards prayer. Let it create such discomfort in your heart, you simply must go to the Lord with it. Let it drive you to your loving Father who can help you use it to do something good on this world. Would you stand up with me, church? Man, we're going to have a fun 3 more weeks in this sermon series. Talking about the different ways we can use anger, the different ways we can avoid things, things God gets angry about that we could get angry about, hey? Like broken, hurting people. If you've been letting your anger drive you to sin, today you should come to the altar and ask the Lord to heal that part of your life. Absolutely. If you've struggled with how to manage this gift called anger, come to the altar and ask the Lord to help you. He still loves you. You know what? So do we. I got told about a friend who punched a hole in the wall this week. You know what? I wasn't like, well, that guy is never leading a connect group in this church. I was like, oh man, tell him to come see me. He'll be all right. He'll be all right. Don't carry shame of your past mistakes. Don't let that define who you are. Maybe you're the opposite and you feel like this sanitized world has driven all passion out of your veins. Come and ask the Lord to renew in you a passion, eh? Passion. Enough passion in your life that you get angry about something, eh? You think I'm joking? I'm not. If you think it's just a funny tagline, it's not. If your life is devoid of anything that makes you angry, it's probably devoid of anything you're passionate about, and you need passion in your life. I don't want to live a mediocre life. I don't want to. We spent last week talking about, I want to love my life. And to love my life, I got to have a bit of passion about something, amen? To love my life, I got to care about some things, amen? I got to want to be involved in some things. Come on now. I got to care about things going on around me in my life, in my family. Ask God to get rid of this sanitized idea of a life. Give you a passionate life. The only thing we want sanitized is our hearts in Jesus' name. Amen. Get angry about the fact that the world does not know God. Get angry at the devil. Come on, get a whip. You see the devil doing something? Start making a whip. Freak out the devil. The devil's looking at you. He's like, oh my gosh, what's he doing? Oh no, he's making a whip. Crack that whip at that devil, amen? Get angry. Get angry at that sin in your life that just keeps pulling you down. Get angry enough that you do something about it, amen? Angry enough that you pray about it, that you talk to a friend about it, your pastor about it, your connect group leader about it. Get angry about drugs ruining the lives of the young people and the older people, amen? Get angry. Child trafficking still exists. There you go. Get angry. Get involved with what Whatsapalypse is doing. Christine Kane. Get angry about it. Send some money to Christine Kane's ministry. Get angry that your finances go from hole to deep hole to deeper hole. And do something about it. Ask the Lord, what should I do with my finances? Maybe I should start to honor God with my wealth and see what He'll do. Get angry and stop ignoring the pain and the hurt of this world. Get angry and pray. Get angry and live life with a little bit of passion. It's okay. Hashtag it's okay. If you're in here and you've been devoid of passion, you feel like you're living life like this, it just won't end. Oh my gosh. Come down the front and ask God to renew in you a passion for His creation that He made for you to love life, for the people in your life. Passion for the house of God right here with all of us. Passion for His word and worship. Ask the Lord to come down and renew in you some passion again. Amen. Maybe you're the other end and anger has led you down paths where it has managed you instead of you managing it. And it's just time to say, God, I'm sorry, help me. Just come and ask for help. It's all right. I don't know that there's a person in this room that at some point wouldn't have come down the front for this altar call. At some point in their life would have needed to say, yeah, I probably got to get a hold on this. Some point, right? Just come down. It's all right. It's okay. Come down the front and ask for help. Ask God, who made you with that emotion, to help you manage it.
Thanks for listening to the Eternity Church podcast. For more episodes, you can find us on iTunes or at eternitydm.podbean.com.